I believe that this report is untrue. There are a few companies that had pending issues in terms of retrenchment with workers, but it's not true to say that there's a spate or an uprising of employers letting go of employees. Employers need workers. That's in business. We recognize the need for labor. That's why we want to save these companies so that jobs are saved. That's the whole point. So no person will lay off a person he needs. If we need people in our factory, no one is going to be laid off. I mean, it's where a company is unable to produce or for some other reason. Then the employer, what has been happening is that the employer up to now has just been stuck with those people regardless of the fact that the employer is no longer in production or able to produce. So it becomes a responsibility, and that's not business. And so those are the sort of manifestations that you are going to see, but it's not true to say employers are getting out of hand in letting people go. I don't think that that's factual. There's no evidence of that. There's a few companies here in Bulawayo, a few in Harare that had pending issues that have then taken action, but it's not even, I don't think one can relate it to the judgment.
The issue of retrenchment packages, I think, is one issue that workers are saying must be addressed. Is there anything that can be done?
It's another form of termination of a contract. There are various forms. Dismissal is one, retrenchment is another, notice is another. There are three options that an employer can make in letting go or restructuring their labor force. So it's just one of three options. And some companies are still offering retrenchment packages, depending on the position of the financial position of the company. Those are different situations.